half at a time. Stay together. 60 minutes. Let's go. Have some fun.
We always try to give you the straight scoop on the Mike Tomlin Show, and the Kansas City Chiefs come to town with a record of 1-7. Everybody is aware of that. Mike, I'm sure there are multiple issues, but can you point to one or two things as to why they've struggled?
They've turned the ball over. They've thrown interceptions. They fumbled the ball in the return game and on offense and running the ball. When you're minus 21 in the turnover ratio, you're not going to win many games, and that's been the case for them. They're dead last in the NFL, but I will say that the games that they have protected the football and the turnover margin has been closer. They've been extremely competitive, and that's ultimately what we need to prepare for as we play, as we start our preparation this week.
As you have your preparation, is it an issue for you that you haven't forced turnovers as much as you'd like, and therefore maybe if you don't, not being able to take advantage of an obvious vulnerability they have?
Certainly, it's a concern for us. They played the Baltimore Ravens, our division leader, a few weeks back. They kept the turnover margin relatively close, and they lost the game 9-6, I think. That's the type of game it's capable of being if we don't take advantage of opportunities presented. And we're well aware of that. We recognize that's an area of deficiency for us, and hopefully this week is an opportunity to get right in that area.
In your winning streak, you've totally shut down opponents' running games. They do have one of the better runners in the National Football League, Jamaal Charles. What kind of year is he having? What kind of year are they having running the football?
You know, they're third in the NFL in rushing, not only in terms of yards, but they're fifth in terms of yards per carry. So they're good at running it regardless of circumstance. Jamaal Charles is a featured runner. He's the type of guy that can hit his head on the goalpost whenever he touches it. He's already gone 91 yards on the carry this year. He has several others that are plus 40. We better respect that as we play. I got a vision of McFadden from Oakland putting a quick hitter on us early in the year. Since we've kind of quelled that, I think we've stabilized our run defense. So that's going to be a big component of this game, that when there are breakouts, that we're sure tacklers in the secondary, and we make sure those games are 7 and 8 yards and not 65. And then I think they do a nice job of complimenting him with Peyton Hillis, who's a very different runner, but equally as effective. He's a very deliberate downhill guy, a power runner, one that we're familiar with facing. And he's got familiarity, of course, in their offense, with most of that group having been in Cleveland in years past.
Quarterback has been an issue for them. We're not quite sure who might start at quarterback, depending on health issues. But they do have quality wide receivers in Bow, and anybody from Aliquippa or this area that followed Pitt obviously knows about Jonathan Baldwin.
Yeah, Dwayne Bow is probably one of the best combat catch guys in the NFL. He's big, he's physical, he plays to his physical assets and demeanor on a week-in and week-out basis. He's fifth in the league in third down receptions. He's tough to get on the ground. I think the same could be said about young John Baldwin from next door over at Pitt. This is a talented, big, young guy who plays big, makes combat catches, and they complement each other well. I think it helps in their play-action pass game, along with their running game. The quarterbacks can turn their back to the defense and fake handoffs to the likes of Charles and Peyton Hillis and come up throwing and knowing that these guys are going to make combat catches when covered, and they've proven that.
On defense, Romeo Crennel stepped down from being defensive coordinator, but he's a defensive guy. He's always been known as a 3-4 guy. Are they playing 3-4 in Kansas City?
They are, and they've got some top-quality personnel in which to do it. Up front, they've got three first-rounders, and that's a great place to begin. And Jackson and Dorsey and the young rookie Poe from the University of Memphis is a first-rounder from this last draft class. Those are three top pedigree defensive linemen that are employed in the front of that 3-4. And then in the linebacker group, they've got a nice group with Tamba Ali and Houston outside and Derek Johnson inside. Is a great sideline to sideline, quick read and reacts, tackling.
Tamba Ali, people remember him from Penn State. He played defensive end there. Now as a stand-up linebacker, the Steelers have had that successful transition. And I'm thinking about a guy like Jason Pierre-Paul. He's bigger, but Ali is also extremely athletic. Is there a comparison to be made between those two?
You know, he's probably more of a Woodley type. Of course, Lamar Woodley was a defensive end at Michigan in the Big Ten along with Tom Bailey, who's a DN at Penn State. He's probably similar to him in that regard. They're stout. They have built-in leverage. They're not overly tall or long guys like a Pierre Paul. But his motor runs hot. He's tough to deal with. He's got a deliberate rip and club. He's got a nice pass rush arsenal. He's just a complete player when you couple that with the fact that he's got a hot motor.